All right, back to it now. No rest for the wicked, right? Michigan State Representative Mike Harris joining me now. He's a Republican from the lovely community of Waterford. Mike, nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Good to see you, my friend. All right, so let's talk about oversight. This was going to be the most transparent administration ever. The Whitmer administration talked about it time and time again, didn't she? That was the sales pitch. What's the reality?
The reality is just the opposite. So I sit on the Ethics and Oversight Committee. You know, in 15 months, we've had 10 hearings, only four of which really dealt with anything important related to state matters. The rest were more educational type hearings. So, you know, and that kind of leads us into where we're at with the Office of the Auditor General.
Yeah. So what does that mean? You've got these attacks, baseless attacks, you say, on the nonpartisan auditor undermining bipartisan oversight. Why can we not have oversight? Well, I mean, we see things like $20 million going to a Democrat activist for a business accelerator. She bought a $4,500 coffee machine. What does a $4,500 coffee machine do, by the way? I'm curious. Any idea?
I don't know, but I'd like to taste it.
So me too. You know, Ivy and I bought an expensive coffee maker, we thought, a couple years ago, about $300, man. We were like, but it's a really good coffee maker. And it is. What do you get for $4,200 more? I can't figure it out. But there is no oversight. There's money being squandered. We've gone from a $55 billion budget to an $81-plus billion budget. Pennsylvania, by the way, runs its entire state on half that. Half that in Pennsylvania. What are we doing in Michigan that we need to spend so damn much money?
Hey, that's a great question. I know we have a lot of pet projects and a lot of pork in our budget. And, you know, I don't think this year's proposed budget's going to be any different.
So what do we do to get bipartisan oversight? What are we going to do? I mean, basically, you've been ignored. Now, there's going to be a couple of special elections today, right? You're going to be back in the minority by the time the sun sets. Is that about right?
Yeah, we're hoping it's different, but there's a possibility there either way.
Yeah, your best guess is you'll be back in the minority. But how do we get oversight? How do we look out for the working man and woman in Michigan to make sure the money is not squandered?
You know, part of the whole idea behind the Auditor General is to have that oversight. They are the government watchdog, and it's a nonpartisan group. And I think they do a fantastic job. Matter of fact, Secretary Benson has come out to say what a great job they've done on one of their audits as well on the Bureau of Elections. So making sure that they have the funding, I mean, heaven forbid we spend money on the right things. You know, it's making sure that they have the budget that they need to do audits and make sure that our state departments are actually spending taxpayer money wisely.
And so I agree with all that. How do we force it to happen? How do we get it done in a place in Lansing where the Republicans have, for the most of this term, been told to sit down and be quiet, right? Just sit there and keep still. Nobody wants to hear from you as they ram one piece of legislation through after another with almost no debate. How do you get somewhere when the other team, I mean, do you have legal recourse? Do you have political recourse? What can you do?
Well, Steve, you and I both know elections matter, and hopefully people remember that today when they go out for the special elections. But, you know, we have got to get a hold on some type of common sense on how we spend taxpayer money. The budgets that have come out in the last couple of years have been absolutely ludicrous. And until we have a party that's willing to jump on board and make some cuts, I don't see me voting yes on any of these.
Yeah. So we're in real trouble here. Nobody's going to be looking out for the folks. You know, who looks out for the folks? Who looks out for the single mom that goes to work at two jobs? Who looks out for the family where somebody's sick or they're looking after grandpa or grandma? Who looks out for the people, right? The price of gas is through the roof. Michigan, I think, is the only state in America that has raised income tax in recent memory. I mean, here we are raising income tax while we got rid of the right to work law. So work, if you're a union guy and you don't like the union, but you're in the union now, so you're a union guy, you get to pay union dues, which you don't want to, and you get to pay more in income tax, which is more pain, plus the price of everything's up because Joe Biden just keeps printing money and printing money and printing money, so inflation's out of control. Who's looking out for us?
It should be us, Steve, and unfortunately it's not as a whole. And you know, it's part of why I got into politics in the first place, you know, coming from a police background. You know, I've been a public servant for a long time. And, you know, I certainly wasn't getting rich off of being a public servant. You know, I have six kids. I feel the same sting at the grocery store as everybody else does.
Or more.
And, or more. It's it really is disgusting, though. Every time I go to the grocery store or the gas pumps, I'm just reminded how much people that are in bad positions are really suffering right now. And it's something that we have to grab the reins and get a hold of this.
Man, if you take all six kids and your wife to the drive-thru at McDonald's, you're going to smoke a $100 bill. That's the way, right?
It is.
Yeah, you're going to smoke a $100 bill because, you know, I talk about a family of four. Well, you're a little more energetic, apparently. And so, therefore, you've got to spend a lot more money to go through the drive-thru. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word here, Mike.
Yeah. You know, I hope people actually get out and understand that the decisions that we make at the voting booth make an absolute difference in our chances to redeem ourselves economically here in the state. And, you know, as I'm sure that you've seen, Steve, the population growth in Michigan is expected to keep dwindling. And meanwhile, we're doing things that do not make Michigan an attractive state. And we need to change all of that. So, again, elections matter, and I hope we get out there and make an active difference.
Yeah, I saw a statistic that said we're going to lose 700,000 Michigan residents over the next few years, 700,000 down, which means the tax base is going to be smaller. They have to raise taxes on the people that are still here, and they'll drive even more people out. It's a vicious cycle. Mike, really appreciate you being here. Mike Harris, Republican of Waterford. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. All right, yes. Yeah, so today is special election day in Michigan for a couple of positions. Where a couple of Democrats were elected mayor in different places, and so therefore they have taken off and headed for the hills, as you would expect, and took their new jobs. And so those special elections today, which will put the... Well, most likely, I guess conventional wisdom is that Democrats win both those seats. That's my guess. Despite their failures across the board for Michigan families, Michigan people, Michigan in general, right? Michigan in general, these people have failed us. All right, if you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, how about made in Michigan? Great Lakes Pet Food is what we feed our dogs every day. Pork, chicken, and turkey, Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food Ivy and I have used for years on our herd of hare farmers. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food. GreatLakesPetFood.com to find out more. It can be delivered right to your front door. GreatLakesPetFood.com. Look, don't take a gamble with pet food made in China. You've heard and you've seen the headlines of pets dying because of contaminants from China. Don't take that risk. Get the best there is. GreatLakesPetFood.com for your dog today. All right? GreatLakesPetFood.com for your dog today. Greatly appreciate that. And coming up, we're going to clean up some things, talk about Israel, the border, and every other mess, including the mess in Arizona. The mess in Arizona. I'll be right back. Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.